Good morning, everyone. I am in Montana. It is beautiful here. I don't know if you've ever been to this mountainous state, but wow, amazing. And it was funny, we were driving home from dinner last night, and I just kept looking out the window, and the person who was driving, I said, "You know what? You probably don't even notice these mountains anymore, do you?" And she's like, "Sadly, you're right." And I remember I had the same feeling when I went to Arizona to visit my best friend, Janine. Hello, girl. I will call you after this conference, probably not till Sunday night or Monday. She called me yesterday. Anyway, and I'm pretty sure that she doesn't notice the mountains anymore. And I just think that everyone needs to look around where they are. God has you in the place where you are, probably because you were born there and your family is there, but there's beauty there. But we just don't see it very often. And I know that me on this journey, I've been seeking more nature. I love being out in my backyard. When I'm down in Tennessee, oh my goodness, what a difference it is. Just so beautiful, hilly, and lots of trees and beautiful sounding birds. And we're out in the country, so it's really quiet. It is just incredible. Okay, so today I cannot tell you how grateful I am that God puts people in my way that truly help me on my faith journey. So Sister Dee Dee Byrne, you may know her. I think I mentioned before, I don't know, maybe it was, oh no, you know what? I mentioned it to my Soul, Mind, and Body group membership. If you want to join and get a little more details about my life and what's going on, I call it Too Much Information Channel. Just go to YouTube, click the join button, and it's $4.99 a month. Not everyone wants to hear all of that kind of stuff, but some people do. And so I remember telling them yesterday, when I got here, that Sister Dee Dee Byrne is speaking at this conference. And I ran into her at the Denver airport as we were coming to Helena, Montana. We were on the same plane. And if you don't know who Sister Dee Dee Byrne is, she is the mother of a group of nuns in Washington, D.C. And she was on the Republican National Conference back in 2020. Abby Johnson spoke, but so did Sister Dee Dee Byrne, and she held up her rosary and said that this is our weapon. Oh no. Sorry, that's my alarm. Sorry, everyone. I forgot I was going to turn that off before I started this. I woke up early. Clearly, I'm on my time still, Central Time. Now I'm in Mountain. But anyway, Sister Dee Dee Byrne is amazing. And she was praying the office of the readings, you know, the liturgy of the hours, which is what all priests and I think religious people are called to do. I have to confirm that with her because I don't know a whole lot about sisterhood. So anyway, she told me about this awesome app. It's called Divine Office. You can get it on your Play Store. You can get it on your Google Play or whatever, whichever device you have, go to your store and download the app. You can play where someone is reading and singing along with you, or you can just read it and then it checks the boxes. So this morning, she sent this to me last night and I downloaded it this morning. I was up at about 4:45 and it was amazing. And I just am so grateful for God putting people in my life. Now, I used to pray this. My gosh, this was back when I lived half in one home and half in my lake house. So this goes back like before 2021, probably actually before 2020, probably 2019 was when I was praying it, but I wasn't consistent with it. But now I feel okay, this is going to be added to my list. I'm going to be praying for 2 hours every morning. I'm going to have to set my alarm for 4:30 just to get this additional stuff in. But the idea is that you pray all day. So you have your morning prayer, you have your mid-afternoon, mid-morning prayer, your afternoon prayer, your mid-afternoon prayer, your evening prayer. So it's just incredible. And today, the very first prayer that was on the list, and I can't remember what it said, inventory or evitory, the reflection was, this is the end times. And Jesus is calling out to the evil people. Now, I don't want y'all to be freaking out. Oh my gosh, it's the end times. Are we going to have to get refuges and, you know, have a well in order to drink water? Should I be a prepper and get 100 million things of food that I can have? Yeah, you should really have about 3 months of food. Do you trust this government? Do you trust that, oh, they just knocked down that bridge in Baltimore and a couple of other things, that now they're going to blame that on the economy and on the food supply or the supply chain? Yeah, it's going to happen. So you should be prepared. You should have water. You should have food. And you should be prepared. But don't go crazy. Don't be fearful. And don't think that, you know, the end is near and you are going to be in a corner in a ball. And especially for your family who don't believe, who aren't practicing anything. So just trust in God. There's a reason that you have faith in your family, okay? And I'm calling out to men and women, because not all women are along the road with their men, and not all men are along the road with their women. And some of you are listening to this and you're single. So you are there for your extended family or your birth family. You are going to be the one that people are going to go to. You are going to be the peace and calmness and love that they need, because they will be freaking out. And that's why we need to kick up our prayer life. We really need to continue to deepen our understanding of the Bible, which is telling us what's coming. How many of you have really read Revelation and have a clue about what it means? I cannot wait to talk to Sister Dee Dee Moore. I told her about the retreat house. I told her I wanted her to be involved in it. By the way, don't know if you know, but she is a doctor. She's a surgeon. She was in the military for 29 years. And by the way, she also has access to ivermectin, which I'm going to get some from her. Even though I bought something from the wellness company, which has emergency medicine, you know, Dr. McCullough. I think you just go to wellness company or wellness center. I can't remember what it is. But you can get hydroxychloroquine and some ivermectin and Z-Pax and some other stuff that in case something happens and the world runs out, you're safe. But anyway, I cannot wait to talk to her more, because she is totally on my page. Like, she sees the evil in the world. She's politically aligned. It's incredible. And again, I just have to thank God, because I could have never imagined cozying up to a sister like this. I've met many. I haven't been in a conference where I was, you know, speaking with them or got on the same plane or anything, but this person is just amazing and so open. So I guess my point of this is, A, get closer to the Bible, get closer to Jesus in prayer, run to Mary. Remember, we always talk about Mary. I shouldn't say remember, because this was only with the Soul, Mind, and Body group. But Mary is the way to Jesus. Mary's mission is to step on the head of Satan. And people have got to not be indifferent to her. Think about it. She's the mother of God. She gave up her life. Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit is her beloved spouse, who overshadowed her and brought Jesus into her womb. And if you are a mother, I don't know if you know this, but your DNA is in your children and their DNA is in you. It's, you are both in each other forever and ever. And here you go. Mary has the DNA of Jesus, and Jesus has the DNA of Mary. And when you look at any of the exorcists, you know that those two are together all the time. So Jesus is at the right hand of the Father. Mary is at the right hand of Jesus. Those two work in tandem. And why wouldn't we call out to our mother? The church is a family, everyone. The church is the bride. Jesus is the bridegroom. We, you know, are the children of God. There, it's all based on the family. Why do you think Satan wants to bust up the nuclear family? Why do you think Satan wants everyone to think that A, they don't have to be married, B, they don't need kids, C, hey, you can be homosexual, and D, you can go ahead and chop off your private parts and try to become someone else? It's all to destroy the family. And it all started with feminism. So we need to go to Mary and tap into her beauty as a woman, as a meek woman, a humble woman. And let's face it, everyone, there's some issues in life and in families when mother is not praying, mama is not praying. What state of the family? What is the state of the family? It's also important for the patriarch, the husband, to pray. But in a lot of cases, who do you see in church, especially in the Catholic Church? You see a whole lot of grandmas, a whole lot of women. Yes, there are men. I'm not discounting you men. But I'm just saying that there's something different about a mother, especially a mother who's had children, who would give up their life for their children because they know that their body and their life that was created in them, they have a different attachment to their children and to their family and to life, to be honest. And I'm speaking from someone who's never had a child out of my body. Biggest regret of my life, seriously, the biggest regret I will ever have is never to grow a baby in my belly, you know? And to see myself in another child in some way, even if it's not physically. Maybe it's a laugh or some sort of personality or something. Anyway, I digress. Mary, Mary, Mary. Even if you're not Catholic, just pray to Mary. What do you have to lose? By the way, do not think that if you pray to Mary that Jesus is going to be upset. Jesus loves Mary more than any human being could possibly love her. So he wants you to go to his mother. Because why? Because she's going to bring you to him. When I read the Marian consecration books, and I'll just steal it from Father Michael Gately, he says this plainly. The quickest way to Jesus is through Mary. Okay. Anyway, I can't wait to share more about my conversation with Sister Dee Dee. And I think I'm flying her out to come and stay with me and just be there if she possibly can and help me through this next phase. By the way, she is developing, I think it's almost done, but she has this documentary about a dear friend of hers, I think it's Sister Jean Marie, I gotta figure out the name. I'm sorry, I'm butchering that. Who was euthanized. So euthanasia is not mercy killing. Mercy killing is someone saying, I want to die. I don't want to suffer. Please take my life. Give me a pill, whatever. And then they're gone. Now, euthanasia is when the doctors kill you. Through over-drugging you, through drug interactions, through taking away your water, through taking away your food. And this is, you know, I've actually thought about my dad. I won't get into it now because I actually don't have time. I need to get ready for this event. So if any of you out there are thinking about me today, throw up a prayer to Jesus that the Holy Spirit speak through me and pray that Sister Dee Dee can get this documentary out there so that people can be aware of what could possibly happen to their loved ones in the hospital where you think they're being well taken care of. I think COVID may have opened some eyes to the medical community and their greed. And by the way, these are Catholic hospitals, people. This isn't just your general hospital thing that you might think would do this. These are Catholic hospitals that have euthanized their own patients, which is totally against the Catechism of the Catholic Church. Okay, yada, yada, yada. I keep yapping here, so I'm going all over the map. Let's remember to run to Mary, and let's ask for God to put some people in our lives, to put some new devotion to Him and to prayer and to building our relationship with Him and Mary to help us, especially if we may be in the end times. So if you download Divine Office to your phone, the very first prayer, the very first reflection says Jesus is coming to bring His people to Him because it's the end times, the end of times. Okay, but then again, that was also in the Old Testament. Think about how old that was. So we don't know the day or the hour, and I don't want to be doom and gloom. I actually would look forward to being here for the end times. How amazing. All right, let's pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, thank You for this faith that You have given us. But we need to deepen it. We need to dive into the Bible. We need You and the Holy Spirit to help lead us to truth, to help us pray, to help us go to You and the Holy Spirit and Jesus and Mary and all the holy angels and saints, and even praying to our dearly beloved souls that are in purgatory waiting to come into Your kingdom. Help us to be that rock on the earth so that we can be there for all of our friends and family who may have concerns or issues with what's going on in the world. Lord, help guide us and lead us today. If it's Your will to download the Divine Office, even just to check it out. And now we will pray for all of the souls in purgatory by name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Please give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. In Your holy name, Jesus, we pray. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Okay, I gotta run. I love you all. Find something more with God. It's truly the only answer, everyone. Don't forget Mary. Have a blessed and inspired day.